I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. James Brown, when he wanted to open up some space for a drum solo, he'd often shout at the band, "Give the drummer some." Let's change that line for the woman you're about to meet. Let's just say the drummer is going to take some.
Madonna, drummer queen.
This is the music of Muthoni, the drummer queen, and her song Naini Yahoo, which means, "Whose Nairobi is this?" I met Muthoni Ndonga, her given name, outside a coffee shop in Nairobi a couple of weeks ago. That's when I was in Kenya with our Across Women's Lives project. We had a freewheeling conversation, and I wanted to share some of it with you. Muthoni, the drummer queen, is one of the wealthiest women in Kenya, and that did not happen by accident. Her pop singles get lots of airplay and YouTube play in Kenya. She's also an impresario. Her mobile party blankets and wine always sells out. So Muthoni is big in the recording studio and in her own boardroom. Meeting Muthoni for the first time, I asked her, how hard was it for a young woman to get a toehold in Kenya's music business?
I just know that when I started to make music, you just needed to know a guy. The system is a guy. If you know the guy knows what needs to be done. But there was no like company that could say, this is my record, do you want to buy it? Or I would like to publish the music. You needed to know a guy.
She knew she needed a guy to get that toehold, but artistically, she was well on the way from a young age. In high school, she picked up the drums. Not a Western drum kit. She drew attention because she picked up a traditional set of drums.
They're called ohangla. And they're a set of six drums, and they're tuned differently, and they make these really good melodies. And in my view, they're the most braggadocious. They have so much vibe and character, and you can turn them around. And that community, the local community, in my view, have some of the best music from Kenya. So I really love these drums. But then, like, there needs to be, you know, this British black people that we are. They're not deemed to have much value. So when I say I'm a drummer, and so then people are impressed because they think I play the drum kit. I'm like, no, I don't play the drum kit at all. I have very basic understanding. I play this ohangla. It's like,
So playing the ohangla drums is Muthoni's way of rebelling against the history of British colonialism in Kenya. But Muthoni rebels against Kenyan conventions in other ways. The day we met, she was in jeans and a long-sleeve T-shirt that said, "Dope." Her hair was copper, she wore it in bangs, and the back of her head was shaved, leaving just a bit of copper stubble against her brown neck. I can assure you, that's not how most Kenyan women roll. Still, just hearing Muthoni call out Kenya for being conventional was a revelation.
Oh, this is the most square country you ever did see. It's square, you go to school, you get a job, you do this thing, you get married a certain time, and it really pretends. From the outside, we seem like we're this like really progressive, going ahead culture, and it's like, nah, not so much. We're very same. I really blame our education system. It bit the creativity out of us. Like, nobody has time for you to have personal ideas. We want you to read, cram, pass an exam, get a job in a bank, work your way up, aspire for a mortgage.
So you want to rebel against that?
Completely. Not I want to rebel. It's the idea of it is stifling. Even when I was in it, it didn't really make much sense. So it's, you know, like basic little things, like when we were in high school, we all had to have the same hairstyle. Okay. It's hair, guys, you know. It's like really, there's not that, like the hair doesn't change my understanding of mole theory, no, in chemistry. It's just, and so this little, I feel for me, the need to stifle individuality and personality out of people, it's a disaster.
Which may be partly why Muthoni takes some of her musical cues from some of the least square women in American music.
My rap idol is Missy Elliott. She's like my rap idol forever, ever and ever. And I'm so happy she's back. And she's just more, no? So for me, it's always been Missy. And then there's Lauryn Hill, because then what are we going to do about Lauryn? She's everything, no? And then comes along Nicki Minaj. And I have so many problems with Nicki's imaging, but I cannot fault anything about her delivery, and she's just so competent, she's just so good, she just doesn't get the props that she deserves. I feel like Nicki's permanently dealing with the glass ceiling in hip-hop for women in hip-hop in America, and all the complication around that, but she's great, she has great rhymes.
And in one of Muthoni's songs, she liberally borrows some of Nicki Minaj's lyrics.
My lips, 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 my lips
That's Muthoni the Drummer Queen's big hit in Kenya, Turn on the Lights, riffing off of Nicki Minaj's Bees in the Trap. It's things like that which prompted Muthoni several times during our interview to call herself crazy. And I asked her why she thinks of herself that way.
All the people that I have enjoyed listening to over the years are, I guess, people who've led the pack. I mean, people like Erykah Badu, or just, they've authoritatively gone out and built the life that they desire on their own terms. And I really think that maybe that's where my crazy comes from. I just feel like you should. It's one life. Okay. Maybe there's reincarnation, but you can't really bet on what you're going to come back as, no? Okay, so you can bet on this one life that you have, so you might as well get the most that you can, no? Okay, okay, babe. Watch out to one to ten. Watch out to make sense. Watch out to ten. Watch out to ten to ten. To come so far to lose it all is simply devastating. Why are we separate? I'm here negotiating. The rumors, the stories, the fifth, the pictures that I circulate. I swear they're exaggerating.
Muthoni the Drummer Queen has clearly made a big bet on her one life, and after meeting her and seeing her zip off in her silver Mercedes-Benz, it's obviously paying off. Muthoni's latest single is Baby Don't Go, convenient since we have to go. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH in Boston, I'm Marco Werman, back with you all tomorrow here on The World.
PRI, Public Radio International.